Leviticus chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your God, am holy. You shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Yahweh your God. Turn you not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am Yahweh your God. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto Yahweh, you shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day, and if any remains until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable, it shall not be accepted. Therefore every one that eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed thing of Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, neither shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and stranger. I am Yahweh your God. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane the name of your God. I am Yahweh. You shall not defraud your neighbour, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not lodge with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God. I am Yahweh. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You shall not respect the person of the poor, nor honour the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbour. You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbour. I am Yahweh. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any way rebuke your neighbour and not bear sin upon him. You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbour as yourself. I am Yahweh. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with a diverse kind. You shall not sow your field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon you. And whoever lies carnally with a woman that is a bondmaid betrothed to a husband and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before Yahweh for his sin which he has done, and the sin which he has done shall be forgiven him. And when you shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you, it shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise Yahweh therewith. And in the fifth year shall you eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield to you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh your God. You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use enchantments nor observe times. You shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shall you mar the corners of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am Yahweh. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land falls to whoredom, and the land becomes full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh your God. You shall rise up before the grey head and honour the face of the old man, and fear your God. I am Yahweh. And if a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not oppress him. But the stranger that dwells with you shall be to you as one born among you. And you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in length, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am Yahweh your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 20. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Again you shall say to the children of Israel, Whoever he is of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that gives any of his seed to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed to Moloch, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives of his seed to Moloch, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. And the soul that turns after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be you holy, for I am Yahweh your God. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh which sanctifies you. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that commits adultery with another man's wife, even he that commits adultery with his neighbour's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have worked confusion, their blood shall be upon them. If a man also lies with mankind, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lies with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall slay the beast. And if a woman approaches unto any beast and lies down thereto, you shall kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. And they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for he uncovers his near kin. They shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land where I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your God, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and you shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creeps on the ground which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. A man also, or woman that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus chapter 21. And Yahweh said to Moses, Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, There shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his kin that is near to him, that is, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin, that is near to him, which has had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God, and not profane the name of their God, for the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and the bread of their God they do offer. Therefore they shall be holy. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy to his God. You shall sanctify him therefore, for he offers the bread of your God. He shall be holy to you, for I, Yahweh, which sanctifies you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profanes her father, she shall be burnt with fire. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garment, shall not uncover his head, nor tear his clothes. Neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father, or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am Yahweh. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman or profane or a harlot or a harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify him. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, saying, Whoever he is of your seed in their generations that has any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatever man he is that has a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man or a lame, or he that has a flat nose or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed or broken-handed, or hunchback or a dwarf, or that has blemish in his eye, or has scurvy or scabbed, or has his testicles broken. No man that has a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come near to offer the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. He has a blemish, he shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go into the veil, nor come near to the altar, because he has a blemish that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. And Moses told it to Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel. Leviticus chapter 22. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am Yahweh. Say to them, Whoever he is of all your seed among your generations that goes unto the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am Yahweh. Whatever man of the seed of Aaron is a leper or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he is clean. And whoever touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goes from him, or whoever touches any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatever uncleanness he has, the soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat of the holy things unless he washes his flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dies of itself or is torn by beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am Yahweh. They shall therefore keep my ordinance, lest they bear sin for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing, a sojourner of the priest or a hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if the priest buys any soul with his money, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his food. If the priest's daughter also is married to a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if the priest's daughter is a widow or divorced and has no child, and is returned to her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's food, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eats of the holy thing unwittingly, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it to the priest with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto Yahweh, or allow them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, Whoever he is of the house of Israel or of the strangers of Israel that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his freewill offerings which they will offer unto Yahweh for a burnt offering, you shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the cattle, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatever has a blemish, that shall you not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whoever offers a sacrifice of peace offerings unto Yahweh to accomplish his vow, or a freewill offering in cattle or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted, there shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having an ulcer or scurvy or scabbed, you shall not offer these to Yahweh, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar to Yahweh. Either a bullock or a lamb that has anything superfluous or lacking in his parts that may you offer for a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer unto Yahweh that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall you make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall you offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes are in them. That shall not be accepted for you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the mother, and from the eighth day and thereafter it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And whether it is cow or ewe, you shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yahweh, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. You shall leave none of it until the next day. I am Yahweh. Therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. I am Yahweh. Neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among you, among the children of Israel. I am Yahweh which hallows you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, Concerning the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A holy convocation, you shall do no work therein, it is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is Yahweh's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work therein. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you on the next day after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And you shall offer that day, when you wave the sheaf, a he-lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour, mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh for a sweet savour, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the very same day that you have brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall count unto you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even to the next day after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, they shall be baked with leaven, they are the first fruits unto Yahweh. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Yahweh, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto Yahweh. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahweh, with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy unto Yahweh for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the very same day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no laborious work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not make clean riddance of the corners of your field when you reap, neither shall you gather any gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger. I am Yahweh your God. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your God. For whatever soul it is that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatever soul it is that does any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls in the 9th day of the month at evening. From evening to evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days unto Yahweh. On the 1st day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no laborious work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings, which you give unto Yahweh. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh. 7 days on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. And Moses declared to the children of Israel the feasts of Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 24. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening to the morning before Yahweh continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before Yahweh continually. And you shall take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes thereof, 2/10 deals shall be in 1 cake. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before Yahweh. And you shall put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat in it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire by a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelite woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of Yahweh and cursed. And they brought him to Moses, and his mother's name was Shelemith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in custody that the mind of Yahweh might be shown them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, bring forth him that has cursed outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And he shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death. And he that kills any man shall surely be put to death. And he that kills a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man causes a blemish in his neighbour, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that kills a beast, he shall restore it, and he that kills a man, he shall be put to death. You shall have one manner of law as well for the stranger, for one of your own country, for I am Yahweh your God. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp and stone him with stones, and the children of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Leviticus chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yahweh. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. That which grows of its own accord of your harvest you shall not reap, neither gather the grapes of your vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be food for you and for your servant and for your maid and for your hired servant and for your stranger that sojourns with you. And for your cattle and for the beasts that are in your land shall all the increase thereof be meat. And you shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto you, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man to his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which grows of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of your vine undressed. For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you, you shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee you shall return every man to his possession. And if you sell anything to your neighbour, or buy anything of your neighbour's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, you shall buy your neighbour, you shall buy of your neighbour, and according to the number of years of the fruits he shall sell to you. According to the multitude of years you shall increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years you shall diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits does he sell to you. You shall not therefore oppress one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am Yahweh your God. Therefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and you shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if you shall say, What shall we eat the 7th year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And you shall sow the 8th year, and eat yet of old fruit until the 9th year, until her fruits come in you, shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the land of your possession you shall grant a redemption for the land. If your brother has become poor and has sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin comes to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man has nothing to redeem it, and himself is able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the remainder to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he is not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that has bought it until the year of Jubilee, and in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return to his possession. And if a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold, within a full year may he redeem it. And if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established for ever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall go out in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding, the cities of the Levites and the houses of the cities of their possession may the Levites redeem at any time. And if a man purchases of the Levites, then the house that was sold and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. And if your brother has become poor and fallen in decay with you, then you shall relieve him, yes, though he is a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Take you no usury of him or increase, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You shall not give him your money upon usury, nor lend him your food for increase. I am Yahweh your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. And if your brother that dwells by you has become poor and is sold to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as a hired servant, and as a sojourner. He shall be with you, and shall serve you unto the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from you, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. You shall not rule over him with rigour, but shall fear your God. Both your bondmen and your bondmaids, which you shall have, shall be of the heathen that are round about you. Of them shall you buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall you buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begot in your land, and they shall be your possession. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen for ever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigour. And if a sojourner or stranger becomes rich by you, and your brother that dwells by him becomes poor, and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner by you, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brothers may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is near of kin to him, or any that is near of kin to him of his family may redeem him, or if he is able, he may redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant shall it be with him. If there are yet many years behind, according to them he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according to his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigour over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel are servants, they are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God.